Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Black and a Half. This is episode 16.
16!
Wow.
It's bigger than 15.
Yes, we got past our quinceañera, and now we can drive. So
what?
I don't know, 16?
Oh, that's the... That's
quinceañera is 15.
That's the Mexican...
Yeah, the Mexican thing.
Yeah, 15.
Yeah. Oh, that's so multicultural.
Yeah, I'm trying. Trying to expand our horizons with our
own. I think Cuban and other...
That's right. You know. So, yeah.
I'm impressed for
Thank
a community
you.
College guy.
Thank you. Two associate's degrees. They paid off.
Wow. All right. He watches Netflix. That's why.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. It's Manny Martin. I'm Silas Lindestein. Manny Martin's the black part.
Yes.
I'm the half. Our guest today is the wonderful Marissa Sweeney.
Yes.
Marissa Sweeney is our guest. They're going to give us a lot of great info.
Oh, man. You guys are going to love
gonna
this
educate
episode.
Us. A lot of nerd talk.
Yes.
And a lot of
definitely just good life lessons on this one. So you're definitely going to want to listen.
This episode I learned, it's a little longer than I planned on, but we got into a great discussion near the end. So. I think it was a great buildup of comedy to that good discussion. And then we'll try to do it shorter next time. Maybe not. Who cares? You know what? If it's entertaining, you should listen. And it shouldn't matter.
Exactly.
That's right.
Longer can be better.
Yes.
Longer can be better. That could be our new tagline.
There you go. That's our new
tagline. Longer could be better. Not always. But it could be.
It could be.
All right. So, subscribe. The podcast and share this with your friends. I think you're going to enjoy it. All right, take a listen.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by, stand by.
It's Black and a Half. We're back.
Yes, we are, with a new year and a new guest.
2017.
Yeah.
It's a big number.
Didn't think I would live this long. I really didn't.
You're black. You should.
Yeah, I mean, statistically, it should have been over a long time ago. But.
Like, wait, are you 30 yet?
33, man. I'm in my Jesus year this year, guys. Wow. So I'm trying not to. That's when Jesus
died. 33,
man. Wow. I got to, yeah.
God, I thought you were older.
I'm getting out of shape.
So fucking ugly.
Yeah, I know, dude. I can't help it. I'm sorry. I'll try to look better.
You
the
need
next
need to work on. That's funny. Over at Christmas time.
Yeah.
Jack, our buddy Jack, came over to Christmas Eve.
Oh yeah, and he was dirty, and he had to take a shower, right?
Yeah, but he.
It was weird.
I do this feast of seven fishes on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And he came over, and he saw my dad, and he's like, "Oh, that's where you get the belly." Wait, Merry Christmas to you.
Where did the shower come in?
No, he went to the gym before.
Came early.
Yeah.
Okay,
and he lives
super
far away.
I thought you told him he had to take a shower.
Yeah, I know. That would
that'd be rude.
That'd be funny after what he said though to you.
Yeah,
maybe.
I'm working on it.
I've never seen your dad. Your dad's white.
Yeah, he's white.
That's right. Okay.
Still like him.
No, I mean he's all. Yeah, that's cool. My wife's white, I guess.
Yeah, you guess.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Last time I checked,
she's translucent.
Yeah, exactly. She's pretty pale. So
my wife just got the ancestry.com for Christmas.
I'm waiting
she
on that.
It.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You're waiting on yours?
I
did mine last year because it was like, oh, you know, like because being black, you don't know where we came from at all. So it was like fascinating, interesting, and she's doing hers because her family's from Norway or Norwegian, and I guess she wants to find out like what part of Norway. I was like, oh, what white are you?
Right.
Like, oh my gosh, so fascinating.
It is pretty cool to find out what you are, though. I was like mixed with a bunch of stuff. I wonder if I could find it real quick.
Yeah.
I'll bring it up later.
But hey, it's Black and a Half.
Yes, and we have a special guest today. You want to introduce yourself?
I am Marissa Sweeney.
Marissa Sweeney.
The one, the only.
The only. The future Hall of Famer.
Yes.
Marissa Sweeney. I've decided I'm going to introduce most people, since we don't have people with, like, we're not getting, you know, Louis C.K.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Exactly.
But
we go bigger. We go bigger.
Uh-huh.
We do.
Look, we get enough people on. Somebody is going to make it.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
So we just need to introduce everybody as future Hall of Famer.
Exactly.
And eventually we're going to be right. Eventually, it's like
I believe
we're
going to
be like we called it. Mm-hmm. We called it in 2017. They are future.
It's my year.
Hall of Famer. There you go.
Marissa is. I met Marissa at. She's like, why is she on? Who is she?
Was it a real estate or was it a comedy?
No, it was. So many things. I was teaching. Well, I was no, I wasn't a teacher, but I showed up
you
as
were
the
teaching.
Guest. I was the guest person for a comedy class.
Oh, okay.
And Marissa was a student there, and so I started talking to her. She was interesting.
So if you were the guest person, like I don't know what the credibility of this class was, right?
I know that's what I'm saying. Hey, people have been in that class before, and they had done way less comedy than I had.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, what the hell?
I guess that makes me feel
how
better.
How come I wasn't asked to do this yet? Come on, man.
I fixed that level. So I guess what are some of the takeaways from the class that you actually walked away with?
Comedy class.
From a comedy class. I've never even seen one. Maybe I'd be a better comic if I took one.
How long ago was that? Was it a year?
It was this past summer.
Was it the summer?
It was the summer. Yeah,
everything's
it was on my my list of things to do in 2016 was do my first 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so I think that's the only thing on my list that I accomplished.
So that's what got you to it? Was it your like a 2016 resolution?
Not a resolution, but I just had these things that I really wanted to accomplish. I don't do resolutions. I just have shit I have to take care of.
Okay.
So
I think that's called a resolution.
Yeah, but we don't.
The resolute. What is that? A fear of commitment.
Or a resolution? I don't know. It feels so. Maybe. Yeah, it's probably fear of commitment. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably that. So I just like I got this shit to take care of, and I got one thing on my list, and I felt good.
There you go.
Just cross that sucker off. Takeaways. I mean, I had specific takeaways for myself,
mm-hmm.
And that apparently I am long-winded and tend to over-explain things.
That's most people.
Yeah, and maybe that's not always a bad thing.
It's most people in life, I think.
Yeah.
I think I got a lot of takeaways of listening to other people and going, okay, well. And being very critical.
Right.
Which is probably not wise for me to say, but I'm going to say it anyway.
No, you know, it's interesting watching other comics and actually paying attention. Because it's like when you're in a comedy setting, when you're at an open mic, I feel like a lot of times you're not trying to pay attention to anybody else's. You're trying to get right in your head about what you're going to say when you get up there. But I don't know. Do you really pay attention to a lot of comics before you?
I used to.
Yeah.
But I think it's less now. Like, I will listen to them for a little bit. But, like, you know, you have to grab me really fast or
I'm
going to move. I'm going to move on because you're not – most people aren't interesting. And so going to an open mic where there's 30 uninteresting people, I'm not – you know, you got to grab me.
Yeah,
so if I listen, like, if I compliment you an open mic, I really liked you.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I liked you a lot.
There was one guy in the class who had never had any experience, and he was a painter.
Oh, okay.
And he walked in. And started just talking, and he was just nervous talking.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the fun. I was cracking up. That's my kind of. I like the natural thing. I don't really like fully planned out
rehearsed
when I can see like one liners drive me crazy.
Right.
And I know that that's a big thing, and I get a lot of.
I think a lot of people, as far as like from a fan standpoint, they like to feel like it's all happening right in front of you,
yeah.
And not thought out. And I mean, I think that's why I talk to the crowd. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, just to make it feel like, oh, he thought of that off the top of his head, even though maybe sometimes it's not.
Like, I think the thing about one-liners, like I just had a one-liner guy on a show recently, local comic, Levi Manis.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. He's got great one-liners.
Right.
But the thing about it is, like, it's funny, but when you're given 10 minutes,
yeah,
that's a long time.
To keep going with one line.
And it's a long time for the crowd.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. Of like, oh, this is a lot. Like, that's why Stephen Wright was, like, amazing. His ability to do one-liners for 45 minutes is pretty freaking incredible.
Rare.
Yeah.
It's rare to be really...
Yeah. Whereas I was like, oh, this comic, like, he's good, he's funny, but I was like, I think actually 5 minutes probably would have been good.
Yeah.
Like, because the audience gets worn out.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly, like... Even as funny as they are, like, oh, this guy has great one-liners. Once you hear, like, after 5 minutes, you're like, yeah, okay, can we move on? Because this is yeah. I want more jokes.
There are certain comics like that, though, that where even if they're not a one-liner, it's hard to watch them for a whole 45 minutes to an hour. Like, or you just couldn't see them doing 45 minutes to an hour because it's
And I'm wondering now, like, I watched Stephen Wright as a kid. I'm like, I wonder if... I'm like, I'd be interested to try to watch him now. See if I can tolerate it.
So I get exhausted.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure. I get exhausted. My ex, who's one of my best friends, he's really into the Marx Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And I get exhausted watching them because it's just one thing after another. And it's not developing and there's no, you know, there's no build.
Right.
And I feel like one-liners are kind of similar to that. Mm-hmm. Where I'm just like, I don't even have them. Which is weird because I love puns. And I feel like that's...
I love just like, okay, there's a comic by the name of Stephen Ward. And he just is like one liner all the time.
He's a great master.
Yeah,
it's great. But he has the same issue. Like a 10-minute set is like
it's a little. Well,
this is a lot, and I should have remembered after having him on a couple shows.
Yeah, yeah.
Booking another one liner guy, going like, okay, it's long, but I feel bad telling him like, okay, you're all getting 10 minutes, except you, one liner guy.
Too.
You're getting I'm gonna have enough of you.
But that's special. More jokes. Does that even happen with one liners?
You know, Felipe Esparza probably because he does the whole. Yeah, I mean. But some of it, you kind of start wondering, and I'm not trying to put anybody on blast, but I did see him do like a street joke or two.
Okay,
and you know, he's like, what's the one about, something about tell a woman you don't have to because you already told her? Or what do you tell a woman with a black eye? Like,
see, this is why he's getting paid and you're not.
Right, cause yeah, because I can't even remember the joke. But
street
that's,
joke. Hey, if you can remember street jokes, that's one step up. It's... wait, man, when Felipe listens to the podcast, he's going to be so mad at you. You know, because we got fans everywhere.
He's going to remember that 2017.
He'll be like, hey, bro, Felipe, Manny Marr was talking shit about you. Man. Let's get this on.
He's not listening to this shit.
People are like, he's like, what?
So watch rich. It get from one person to the next person to the next person. Virus.
Felipe, he's trying to get you deported. He's like, I'm an American. Doesn't matter. He doesn't care. This is Trump's America.
I will tell you, though, the weirdest thing was his opener for the weekend came up to me after I did this joke, and they both told me, they're like, hey, if you ever see somebody doing your material somewhere else, just remember you wrote it first. I was like, so you're telling me you're going to steal my stuff? You know what I mean? And that was the weirdest, like, first time of kind of hearing
so
that. I was like, dude, who even says that to a human being? So
it's still a
yeah.
You know what the worst
copyright infringement.
But you know what the worst is I hate it when I tell a joke and then someone tells me, you know, it's kind of like this joke, and you're like, what? And you go listen to it.
And you're like, God
damn
it.
Thought of this on my own,
man.
And you feel like, no, I have witnesses. I wrote when it came up with
exactly.
it. This was what was going on.
Yeah.
Man, this is an old.
It goes back to the thing of like we think along the same wavelengths so often. So,
well, look at Shakespearean plays. I mean, they're all based on other things. I mean, everything has been. I mean, I'm not saying everything's been done before, but there's nuance that you could
exactly.
draw.
Most people are not as original of comics as they think they are.
Yeah,
I'm not original at all.
Yeah, I mean, it's
neither. Are we.
There's only so many things you can say about your kid.
Yeah,
I mean,
hey, I like dick jokes a whole lot, so I'm pretty sure I'm not original.
Right.
My new favorite comic.
Dickity, dickity, dick. A lot, you know, that's the resolution, though. Like, I mean, I know it wasn't a resolution, but your list of things to do. And you have a list of 2017 things to do?
Oh, shit, I haven't done that yet. I think I need to put that on the list.
My wife showed me hers yesterday.
Okay.
She's like, hey, I wrote my New Year's resolutions.
So right.
You want to read? And I was like, yeah, I want to read them.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a list. It's 32.
Wow.
Jesus.
And I was like, this is excessive.
Yeah.
This is how you not get things done, because you write 32.
Yeah.
And some of them I was like, is this a resolution? Like
the year before I decided one of the things that I wanted to do is I want to learn how to make, you know, my own Dijon mustard.
Oh, there you go.
I did that.
Nice.
The thing that I said I want to make my own croissant. That still hasn't happened, but I think this year. Because I love to cook, so it's a thing. But,
yeah,
that's an easy one.
That's
like,
an interesting.
There's some stuff out there that you can actually
exactly.
Well, isn't that good? That's a good thing to have some stuff to like. Okay, I know I can do this, and it gives you motivation.
Right.
Like, I've crossed this off my list. Let me do this next thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I do a lot of stuff with my my best friend who I live with. We do some like really weird things. This past summer, or not weird, but I try to face up to my fears. We'll go with that.
Okay.
So I have she's from Toronto, and she said we're going to go, and she's selling her house in Toronto. And she said, "Have you ever been?" She said, "Are you afraid of heights?" And I said, "No, but I'm afraid of edges."
Oh yeah, yeah.
And you know the CN Tower.
Ooh.
So her comment was, "You want to go on the CN Tower edge walk?" And my immediate, "Yes, I'm afraid of edges." Yeah, let's do that.
Oh.
And that was right before I did my first 5 minutes. I was going into the workshop after that. Mm-hmm. At first, I was more terrified about doing comedy. And then I got out there, I'm like, no, this is much worse.
Yeah.
It's going to be so easy.
Seriously.
And I got out there, that was the most, oh my God.
You know, like, I'm afraid of edges, too. Like, we were up at, I can't remember if it was, like, Crystal Mountain or something like that. But it was me, my wife, her dad, and her mom. And she was kind of close to an edge. And I was like, hey, you might want to come back from that. She's like, Manny, I'm fine. And, like, just for a brief second, I was like, you cocky motherfucker. And I kind of wanted to push her. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's the fear. The fear is you're going to jump off.
Exactly.
It's not so much that the height. It's that you're actually going to jump off.
Exactly. Or do something dumb or slip. Or
slip, right. Or it's going to go away.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
No, I'm way more. Yeah, I'm more nervous about other people.
Yeah, I mean,
they're gonna be just. You're gonna do something stupid.
Yeah.
It's gonna.
I've seen it happen.
Exactly. Right.
My father's a personal injury attorney. I've seen it happen.
Oh,
I've heard at least.
Yeah. That is crazy. That would be a crazy job. It's like you did what to yourself?
Right.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
The ER is apparently a crazy job.
Like, yeah, I couldn't imagine.
I had a friend in college. He was another theater guy, and he said, every night on the ER was basically people coming in and they had stuck something up
their
butt.
Ass. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's been like, he's had half the job if somebody put something up their butt. They're like, what?
There's a whole website that shows the x-rays.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I can't remember what it is, but it's like,
people get really creative.
I remember Jackass, a light bulb. Wow. That is some anal strength right there.
Like, anal strength? That's just seem like so
that's
stupid.
Scary. It's like, I feel like you would like shatter a light bulb. And wow, I remember the car toy from Jackass. Remember that when he put the toy car in there?
Did he?
So it was so gross. And then he was like, Doc, I'm not feeling so good. Can you get an x-ray?
I remember that. Yeah.
And he was like, don't tell anybody this, but you have a toy car in your ass.
And was he acting like he didn't know?
Yeah, he was acting like he didn't know. So,
I just saw some, witness some weird stuff on the internet. Oh. Someone posted I have a friend who has a snake, and she posted somebody posted on her wall a thing about a woman who, and I don't know when this was, apparently it said because it's the internet and I'm doing air quotes here, it was an x-ray of a woman who a snake went inside her vagina and went up. And I don't even know if this is possible. Yeah. I haven't verified this because that's too disgusting.
Is she like her uterus?
Yeah, basically started eating away. Ah!
No! I can't believe that's even possible.
We gotta Snopes that.
I'm not going to Google that.
That's not going to go. I had to walk away. I couldn't even verify.
There are things that I cannot put in I'm not getting in my history.
Interesting thing is I'm a big nerd. I might have to use that. I do Vampire the Masquerade and a LARP. And I think I'm going to have to use that because one of my favorite things is called fade to black. Is when you get somebody so messed up, they have to fade to black because they don't want to hear the scene. The storyteller has to come in and go through the scene with you because the person doesn't want to hear it. So I might have to use
it. Okay, hold on. LARPing. Let's talk about that. Do you know what LARPing is?
No, what is LARPing?
Live action role playing.
Oh, okay,
Do you know what role playing is? Not in the bedroom.
No, I mean, this is Zelda type stuff, or is this
so Dungeons & Dragons is role playing.
Okay, so in the field when all these people are dressed as knights Civil War.
That's live action.
Okay.
Civil War reenactment is different.
Okay.
And it's fucked, but it's different.
No slaves are out there fighting.
Oh, God. That Key and Peele episode?
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Brilliant.
But so you do live action role playing vampire?
I do vampire. And I'm working on doing this one called Gothic that a friend of mine created that's down in I think it's in West Seattle or something. But it's like a once a month or once a quarter thing that's set in medieval, but I haven't done it yet.
My question about it. So you when you do Dungeons & Dragons, you have a dungeon master who's come out with the story.
Right.
It's the same thing in a live action?
Yes.
And so how do you know if you're out in the
So there's a group of. I should preface this with I am. If anybody is a fake geek girl, I don't identify with girl, but whatever, that would be me. And that I'm interested in this. And I just got into this a couple of years ago via someone I'm dating. So, because I didn't grow up playing games,
right?
But I've always been very interested. I was a theater nerd, so that was my jam. And so the biggest role playing thing I do was on stage. And I didn't get into actual LARPing or any kind of role playing. I would sit with people playing D&D and just wish that they would ask me to play.
Aww.
But no, I know. But they were guys who are 5 years older than me and they didn't want to play with me in that capacity. anyway, so I'm new to this, so I don't have the plethora, like the knowledge base, right. But I know some bits.
So did they, but was there somebody saying, okay, this is what's happening?
Yes. So
and then you have to go act it out.
There's like a storytelling, like a staff. And so it doesn't have to be just one person. Mm-hmm. So there can be multiple people. And yes, you have to act it out. There's a lot of role play that goes on between characters. And then to get things decided, you have to go to the storyteller. And then they put that on the books.
Okay.
So at least
wow.
That's how that I play.
Very complicated.
At least that's how Vampire works. I don't know anything. I'm working on this Gothic one, which mm-hmm. is really enticing. But I haven't actually played it yet. It's an overnight. It's a weekend thing.
So there's
a bunch of them in the area.
Let me ask this. So did the Demogorgon come from Dungeons and Dragons?
I believe so.
Okay. You know the Demogorgon.
Because they were playing that
Stranger Things.
Stranger Things,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, is that an actual character?
I think so. Because they were talking about it.
Oh.
Right.
Well, I didn't know if they, like, I didn't know if that was an imaginary one that, you know, because sometimes they, you'll have some, if any listeners play Dungeons and Dragons, tell us a comment if the Demogorgon is a real creature in Dungeons and Dragons.
Man, we don't need them.
Because I didn't know. I didn't know if they did if they just made up. Oh, there's something like this, so that there wouldn't be a copyright issue. You know, they just make up a.
I wonder if it's such pop culture that you can mention it though.
I think it. Oh, I'm not sure, but I know that the original
did they actually
creator,
say Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah, they did. I think.
Oh, okay.
I think they did.
Yeah, so
I think the original creator of Dungeons and Dragons is actually working on the second season.
Though I wonder.
Oh, really?
If I recall.
I don't know that. I mean,
or maybe there's something going on with him. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Dungeons and Dragons creatures, a lot of them aren't necessarily originals.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
they
right,
didn't
right.
invent warlocks.
Right, exactly. So they can't.
So this is the ridiculousness of my, we're not going to say fake. We're just going to say I'm a late bloomer to lots of things. My ex, who I is the other best friend, he introduced me to these guys who do. I don't know exactly what they do with gaming, but they're called Easy Allies, and I'm not sure if they do reviews or what they do, but they're all on like E3 and,
oh, okay.
and all that stuff. But they also have a YouTube channel where they play. It's called Tabletop Escapades, and they play D&D live.
Oh wow! Okay.
And I am addicted to watching five guys play D&D on YouTube, and I get really excited by their enthusiasm about
all
playing.
Right.
And I'm like. Ask me to play. Can I play with you guys?
That takes you back.
Like, I keep trying to get friends of mine, like, I want to play a tabletop. Can someone invite me? And, I get turned down.
There's another podcast called Nerd Poker, and it's what's his name, that sloth-like comic, that the nerdy one who comes to...
Which one?
yeah.
Because of the parlor.
Sloth-like?
I don't know. It's a really, really tall, really tall, nerdy comic.
Really tall. Nerdy.
He comes to the parlor in the summer.
Oh, usually. You're talking about does Sheen, Derek Sheen role?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Brian Posehn.
Brian Posehn.
Yeah.
Brian Posehn. Yeah.
Brian Posehn. He does. It's his podcast. It's Nerd Poker.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So they all play Dungeons and Dragons.
I think I've heard about that. Yeah.
And it's pretty fun to listen to. And I can imagine if that was videotaped, I'd watch it.
There are certain I'm starting to find that there are certain YouTube channels that I just love. There is one by this guy called It's Real 85, and what he does is he takes Grand Theft Auto and he like makes his own videos out of it. And so like the characters where it's like people going on dates in the Grand Theft Auto world, Freddy versus Jason, and Freddy's a drug dealer and Jason's a drug dealer, and it's like Bloods versus Crips, and it's
oh
the craziest
God.
Thing.
And does he do voiceovers?
Yeah, he does
them?
Voices, but he does voices for all of them. Like there's one episode where Freddy's like. Hey, yo, I told y'all, like, he goes up to the cops, and he, like, takes on, like, 50 cops. He's like, I need my drugs back. And, like, he starts a war with the cops, gets his boy out of jail. And then there's another one where Freddy goes into somebody's nightmares, and he makes him go through all these, like, different mazes. And then the guy's, he's like, oh, I beat it. He was like, you were 2 seconds too late, and he sets the guy on fire at the end. And it's just so dumb.
Wait, is it Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah. Oh,
how
yeah.
does he get Freddy in there?
He created a mask, so he created
oh, okay.
a character who looked like Freddy. And
oh,
Freddy,
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, and then
That's
he has
awesome.
Like rap songs by Freddy. He's like, I'm coming for you, dreams and dumb shit. And then the other one's called Watch Mojo. You guys ever seen Watch Mojo?
Uh-uh.
Check out Watch Mojo. It has top 10, like, everything. So top 10 board games, top 10 video games, movies, etc. It's pretty cool, though. It's not bad.
Have you watched My Drunk Kitchen?
No, okay. I know we're all like plugging everybody else's stuff, not even ours.
Like, wow.
So okay, I'm lazy now. I feel like my drunk kitchen. Okay.
I was like baking a fool of myself, but that's cannabis cooking.
There you go. That's
delightful. By Watermelon.
I feel like Tyler Smith has competition. Doesn't he have a weed baking show?
He did. I don't know if he's still doing it.
If he's still doing it, probably not. He got snapped out. Didn't he?
What? The feds? The 5-0?
The feds got him. Yeah, so they like took all this shit down.
This one's from Canada.
Oh, okay. So there you go. See, I love Canada.
I do too.
You got leave.
I live a Canadian.
Wait, you took it offline? Like online?
No. Just his like work.
Oh.
Yeah. Base.
Well, he's a comic now.
Yeah, exactly. That's why he's like full time.
But he can't do his thing.
He can't. Yeah, he can't sell on the side.
Okay. Man, weed gets legal and they shut him down.
It's crazy, right? I guess you had to have like
eventually though.
Yeah, they only granted so many people like permits. So
yeah,
is everybody having a good 2017 so far? I don't know.
I'm having a very interesting 2017.
So what's going on with you?
There's just
a ton.
Yeah, there's I don't know, weirdness.
Yeah,
I'm looking for work, so that's a full time job right there.
Okay.
And there's just like strange.
Yeah. So
Personal things I shouldn't mention.
So, well, as far as work, like, what kind of work are you looking for right now?
I'm so eclectic. Mm-hmm. So I'm an artist. That's the overall umbrella is artist. And so in that I'm a graphic and web designer. So that's one area. And I'm I also make geeky kink toys, paddles and stuff.
What? kink toys?
Yeah, like
paddles.
Yeah, like I have this.
A Ninja Turtle paddle type stuff.
Well, I made a really cool lightsaber paddle.
Nice.
And
okay.
Yeah. So that one's amazing.
Dream woman out there for you guys.
Yeah. So
I was like, I've never been into that stuff. But yeah. That might bring me to the dark side.
So I have this dream. I have this dream of being like a pro dom who dresses up in superhero costumes and makes money, you know, like whipping people as Catwoman. I think that just sounds amazing.
That is awesome.
I'm surprised. That's probably a thing, right?
You would think, but I've spoken with somebody who is in the world, and they did not think that was the best idea, but my thought is it might be, and
I think you should show up to Comic-Con.
Wait,
now, there you go.
I already have plans.
Would it be? Would I
you
don't
see
know
me
that
at Comic-Con,
world?
Comic-Con, I'll be Sith Leia or Darth Leia.
There you go. Oh, I miss her already.
I know.
Wait, I don't know. Stay on the kink. Hold
okay.
On.
Okay. You can't.
I'll
show you.
Now, here's a question. So the Dom for Dominatrix.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, is she? Do you think she found it offensive?
No,
her profession?
Oh, not at all. Not at all. It was more a matter of what is probably who was going to her and asking what's most requested by her.
Right.
And I don't think this is being requested, but I think that's a niche that it's because
Here's what I wonder. Because then you're taking geeks who are a subset of the population, so it's a small group. And then within there, also trying to find another smaller subset that's into a particular thing. And
here's
then
the
wanting
thing,
the niche.
I wager that there's a whole lot of kinky geeks. I think that it's a thing because people get obsessed with certain things. They get very into something.
Yeah,
and so there's probably a lot of fetishists.
There are. And I wonder.
That's been my experience.
And geeks are two ways.
Right.
They are either, you know, they're
like
programmers who. No.
No, okay.
Generally not.
That's
generally not.
Okay. No, but they either are programmers who have a lot of money and will buy a lot of things.
Yes.
Or they are, they cannot function in society very well, and they can't hold jobs or whatever, and so they're really.
This is the other.
There seems to be that
paddle that I've been working on there.
Wait, can I say what it says?
Oh, yeah.
So it's a paddle. It says, I must not fear. Fear is the mind killer. Fear is the little death that brings total obliteration. I will face my fear. I will permit it to pass over me and through me, and when it has gone past, I will turn the inner eye to see its path. Where the fear has gone, there will be nothing. Only I will remain.
Here's your geek cred. Where's that from?
I don't know, but I like it.
Do you recognize it at all?
It's very familiar, and I'm trying to, like, so out of contact. It's not Tolkien, is it?
It's Dune.
Dune, okay.
Yeah.
First, I thought you missed an apostrophe on it, so
that was true. he proofreads everything. It's like it's a slight bit of autism.
That he's is it? But okay, so this is like wood. Is it burned?
Yeah.
Is this wood carved?
It's wood burning.
Wood burning.
Mm-hmm.
Wood burning. Now,
the other side has a sandworm on it.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Do you need to quote it? Do you need to put quotes? Put Dune so they get proper credit?
I don't think anybody's going to see it. I don't think I need to cite my sources for this.
Somebody gets their ass paddled.
Like, anybody's going to see it. Oh, here's the lightsaber.
It's like, hey, there's an imprint on your ass.
When it shows up.
Wait, do you sell these? God,
Instagram. Yeah.
On Etsy?
I don't have it up. I don't have any up yet.
Oh, okay.
But I plan on that when I have enough.
How do you sell them if you...
Well, I haven't actually sold any. Well, so I have... This is a lightsaber.
You can sell one.
These are two that I've been for...
Okay.
Personal.
Oh, I like that.
Okay.
But basically I'm working on it. And then my, oh my God, my best friend, he gave me my Christmas present this year. He made me a, again, he's my ex, but he made me a flogger that looks like a lightsaber. And I'll show you
flogger.
That. It's super
impressive. Like a Frogger flogger.
Would you ever let your wife hit you with that?
I'm not gonna let her hit me. Well, she's white.
Right? Too close to
slavery. It's too... I had a black wife. I'm like, oh, I saw a picture of this. Yeah. This is a flogger. It's like a, I mean, you have to look up what a flogger is. But it's like, it looks like has a lightsaber handle. It's like a horse whip.
Yeah.
But it's
like a cat nine tails.
Okay.
But for your butt, Manny.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That one's vegan because he's vegan. And I was like,
what?
Yeah.
It's vegan?
My ex is vegan. So it's made with fake suede.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because you can't harm many animals.
Wait,
vegan.
Well, I thought vegan was just a diet.
No, it's like
vegan or is it PETA?
Well, PETA is crazy, but that's a whole other topic.
Yeah, well, it's like no like animal.
Well,
like
I know, but that's eating. I thought
no, it's like it's products. A
that's not even you don't wear it.
It's products.
Yeah, but they don't like killing animals.
Yeah,
it's like being Buddhist.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay, it seems more Buddhist. I guess.
Yeah.
I guess I wouldn't have thought like.
Right.
I don't want my ass beaten by animal products.
Well, I want to go back to Princess Leia.
Princess Leia, oh yeah.
Since our last podcast, she left us, and it's ruining episode 9. So that's really where...
It's, you know, it's hard. It's like, it's one of the first celebrity deaths that, like, I actually got...
choked
like,
up at?
Tears. I was really? Like, yeah. It was like, person I grew up with.
Man.
See, watching. I had issues with Robin Williams. That was my...
That hurt.
It was mine.
That hurt, but... Leia, I mean, I have so many books with her,
her
Princess Leia face on. No, not Leia.
There you go.
No, but like just her face there, reading all these books. So, and because I read was reading a lot of the expanded universe Star Wars novels. Mm-hmm. So I'm constantly reading these books where her face was in my mind.
Yeah.
So it was like, oh man. I mean, I know she had a rough life.
She did.
You know, early on.
Yeah.
And then, you know, getting reminded of it, reading stuff. And,
yeah.
Well, I don't know. Okay, this was an interesting... I didn't want to talk about this as far as... She's an icon, right? An icon. Her image is iconic.
Did a lot of good in the world.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what her role was supposed to be in episode 9. But should they change anything?
Wait, 8?
No, 8 she just finished.
Right, okay. Yeah. Oh, got it.
So they're done. That's
so
fine.
So they're going to have to...
So, here's my question on this is why should they change anything?
Well, if she had a prominent role, and I'm thinking to save, like maybe she goes up in a lightsaber battle, maybe she's like against Kylo Ren.
But why cannot they... can't they just... Good. They can just recast the role.
No, they'd see...
Right, they could CGI, but here's
why would you recast it though?
Because we do this all the time in other things,
but not in Star Wars.
But not that's the problem that I'm wondering. Like, now because if we're rebooting it or we're doing stuff, they're gonna put we reboot shit all the time now. Spider-Man's a different person.
Well, they can always do hologram. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, in plays do it all the time. Soap operas do it. Like lots of things do it. We're like, okay,
but I think that's one of the strong suits of like. Of the Star Wars universe is nobody's ever been recast. You know what I mean?
Maybe there is a point like, look,
but not with Leia.
Yeah.
Not with
Dumbledore.
Leia.
died. They didn't write the script.
But you didn't really tell the difference between two really old, crusty old.
You
white
couldn't
men,
you
know?
Be a racist. Ageist racist.
He was only in the first one.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah.
No, so, it's first two.
First,
it's
okay.
First
well,
two.
Maybe
but
not as prominent.
A lot more.
But look, they were not going to rewrite Harry Potter because one of the characters died.
What if Harry
died,
though? Would you have?
Oh, but here's the
they
would have
recast him.
But
they would have recast
Harry Potter was written before the movies were made.
Okay, but that's it shouldn't matter when it was written. Do you change the story based off of a universe that it doesn't even exist in, right? It's all an imaginary situation.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Yeah. There's so many different options, and I'm not saying these are great options, but you could, like, force lightning her face and give her a mask. You know what I mean? Like, you could do some sort of deformity.
If it makes the story better, I'll go with it.
Right.
But, like, they put in that whole Wampa scene in Empire because Mark Hamill got in a car crash? That's stupid. Just go on.
Yeah.
Okay, so are you suggesting that they should recast?
I'm saying if the script, if she is a prominent role in it, and that was the plan, they should just recast it so that the script can go on as it was. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know ethically how
it,
I feel.
Frankly, I wouldn't argue it because I don't think she would have had a problem with it. I don't think Carrie would have an issue with it.
And I was thinking about this with...
like I know Carrie.
With Rogue. Did you guys see Rogue? You see Rogue One?
Yes.
Of course.
Okay.
I didn't
opening
like her
night, thank
face.
You.
Okay, you didn't like her, but okay, Moff Tarkin.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he looked great.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I was wondering about this, like, is that cool to, like... Moff Tarkin, like,
he's
just
going to
take
paid.
The... Right, yeah, he's getting paid, but he didn't do the role. They could have just cast someone else to play it.
I mean,
they didn't need to recreate his face.
It's almost like Cylon-y for me. It's almost like, well, not Cylons, but I guess it reminds me, nerd, of Caprica. And, like, now apparently they've taken, you know, the brains of the character and they've, you know, uploaded it.
So does this
now
mean
they can bring back
we're
anybody?
Never, like, okay, so if they do CGI her.
I think you're seeing it from an actor standpoint where you want more work.
Well, no, but I'm saying, like...
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, but... Does that mean Robert Downey Jr. is Iron Man forever now?
Well,
doesn't matter if he dies, whatever. We're just going to keep him in every role.
We're not going to compare Iron Man to Star Wars. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, no, but there's something. The technology is there, though. Like, are we going to do that?
Well,
now? From now on, there's no. Once you cast.
Here's the thing.
This
I don't see Marvel going another. You know, like, I see them either rebooting, but after phase, whatever. They'll just start with new characters. They have billions and billions of characters.
Iron Man is going
to
be a big
seller. I think that the only reason they did it, though, is because it was in the past. And so they had to
They want the continuity.
They wanted the continuity, and they liked... I think that's what...
You don't think people would have accepted if they said, oh, we've cast a new Tarkin because
they totally
would have
accepted.
Oh, they
would have,
but they wanted to show what they could do. Yeah, that was more of a...
It was masturbatory.
Yeah, exactly. It was like,
which is delightful.
Yeah, we're going to let you guys nerd out on this guy that we're bringing back from the dead.
Right.
But I think...
Rather than testing out a new partner.
Exactly. Like, so I feel like...
Well, what's funny is... I've watched it so many times.
Yeah.
And when I saw it, my assumption during the whole film was, oh, that's cool. They got somebody who looked really like him.
Yeah. They did great.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, there was only maybe
but
a
younger.
Few little
no, things. He's younger. And I was like, wait, that was actually him.
No, I had a moment where I was like, wait, didn't he die?
Yeah. That's
when I just assumed it must have been a different actor because I'm like, you can't be doing all these lines. That's ridiculous.
Well, here's the thing. It's like there was a few... brief seconds where it's like, oh, okay, he looks a little bit computer generated, but I feel like in the next 5-10 years they'll be so on, you know, spot
Valley
on
was,
exactly
yeah.
that it's
so. It was I'm curious about the money though. I'm curious if it costs more to pay an actor or if it costs more to like do a computer generated person next to actors.
It costs more to do the CGI.
See, then we're safe.
Yeah, well, how'd you feel in The Matrix when they I mean she wasn't that significant. But when they did the Oracle and she died and then they brought a new one on for the third one and she was like, oh, I just made these decisions that altered my, you know.
You think appearance. I watched the third one?
Probably not. It was crap. It's, but
yeah,
I mean.
I'm like, enough.
I had to watch a second
enough
one
of this bullshit.
You're right. Oh, here's something very interesting. So Crystal, my wife, watched, episode 4 for the first time again probably since the 80s, right? And she loved it. She loved it more so than she liked episode 5 when I made her watch that too. Like, what's your favorite old, like, do you like 4, 5, or 6 the most?
Oh, Empire.
Empire, right?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, everyone's Empire.
But she was like, I didn't like Empire.
I just got into
this like,
last
wait,
night.
Wait, did
had
you
like...
watch it before? Which order did you have her watch it?
I had her watch 4, then 5, and then 6. Yeah. But after Rogue One.
Five is dark.
It is, and I don't think that's yeah, exactly. It was like there was no like real happy ending to it, you know.
We were talking about this last night. My guy I'm dating, he was like regaling me.
Right,
it was delightful. He's talking nerdy to me for about 2 hours. He was giving me Darth Vader. He's my favorites. His backstory because I completely have blocked out 1, 2, and 3. Like I can't remember anything. At all.
There's oh, aren't just, you lucky?
Right. There's snippets. I'm like, I think I remember that. So I couldn't remember what the backstory was. And he was basically telling me that it was all crap. That I need to watch Clone Wars, the animated series, to get. But he was giving me the backstory.
Right.
And but we started talking about how, oh, this isn't going to sound good. But his theory is that George Lucas is not a good director.
Oh, yeah.
He's awesome. So no, that's why. Okay. I didn't know that was common knowledge.
No, that's actually.
He's terrible.
No,
okay. Excellent. Then I'm not giving away.
Like, I really wish Disney would reboot 1, 2, and 3 and try it over
again. I do, too. Yeah. I really do. So. And I wish that they would do a cult, could make it in, make it really good. And can you please cut out that asshole? Jar Jar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We can. Okay. We all understand.
Yeah.
That's the only one I can remember, and that's the one I want to forget.
It's funny. I was talking to we make fun of Phantom Menace all the time.
Right. Like
that's what we make fun of. But someone pointed out that Clone Wars was actually the worst one of them all, and it was actually we all blame Phantom Menace for starting the shit.
Right.
Clone Wars is friggin' awful. Like, or it,
that was the acting last night
is
as well.
The yeah. acting on it is just it's, horrible. Yeah. This romance they try to create between the two that there's no
yeah.
Oh, it's
I've
disgusting.
Been following for you ever since I first met
oh
you.
Oh my
blah,
god!
Blah, 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 blah,
ever
yeah.
since I met you as a
it's
child.
So right, it was gross.
Yeah, I wanted to diddle you when you were a child. like, what the hell is this?
Oh, that just reminded me of something I'm not even.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't think Disney will ever reboot it. I think it just is
no,
what it is.
Ugh.
But
just
yeah.
we just have to kind of. I think they're gonna. I think they're just going to kind of ignore them.
Oh, okay.
Like
which
everybody
it sounds
else.
Like. Yeah, no, I mean, they've... J.J. Abrams said, no, we're not going to bring anything from that.
Thank mm-hmm. God.
That's cool.
It basically well. Imply yeah. that they're not going to acknowledge them for the most part.
Yeah.
There may end up being nods to things, but they're not going to...
They really
yeah, I think they're going to ignore yeah. them. Not that they'll say that they're not official.
So, like, 7, 8, 9 will be kind of a...
I think they want to move forward in life. Yeah, yeah. I mean, they'll do these backwards.
Did you like 7?
I did. I kind of yeah. felt like it was maybe too close to 4.
Yeah, that's
no,
how I felt.
Okay. 7 was an apology.
It was
yeah. 7 was an yeah. 7 was an apology okay. to everybody. Which is saying we are fine.
Sorry.
And this is something familiar
right.
that you'll enjoy.
Like here's some comfort
but
food.
Here's mm-hmm. the but here's the thing. 6 is kind of like 4. Like to a degree, like the main character. And if you read the expanded universe, I know most people don't, but mm-hmm. I'm a total.
I'm rare. Into it. I would read it.
Okay,
you gotta tell me where to find.
Okay, the old expanded universe before they decided said, oh, they don't count anymore. Sorry.
Right.
So Knights of the Old Republic doesn't count.
Is it where Thrawn is?
Yeah. Is that
yeah,
where?
But yeah. Thrawn is showed up in the Rebels animated series.
Yeah, that's right.
So
yeah.
he's gonna be part of this, I think. But.
I have really nerdy friends.
Yeah.
So I learn about things that I don't know about, and I really appreciate them. Although they make fun of me for liking Star Trek, and I get this nerd. I'm like, excuse
Look,
me, no.
The thing is, the a thing that's reoccurring in the Star Wars universe is things like the Death Star. There's always this super weapon that is going to destroy everything.
Yeah.
So when people said,
you have
go, oh, we have another, oh, what, another world, another Death Star? Like, yeah, that's what Star Wars does.
Yeah.
It's always a Death Star. It's always,
yeah.
it's a, or it's a Sun Destroyer, or
it's like
something.
An anthill. Like,
yeah,
all
yeah.
the ants are going to go and make the hill again.
Right.
That's what
and
they,
then you kick it over and
right.
make it again.
So it's a great, like, it's a great nod to the expanded universe. Yeah. That, yeah, we're just going to keep doing this. Kind of thing.
Yeah.
It'll be like it. I don't think they will in the next one.
Right.
But I wouldn't be surprised if 9 was a Death Star, to be honest.
Yeah.
Or a Sun Crusher or
yeah.
something that they have in the expanded universe.
Or the complete universe destroyer.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be something like that.
Well,
it's...
that seems... Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not going to get into that right now.
That's very Marvel.
Yeah.
Marvel's like, I've got the, I'll get these 5 gems
have...
and destroy the universe. But what
then,
after that?
Right.
I'm just going to destroy. Okay.
Yeah.
As long as I'm on the right side.
All
right.
Sounds like Trump.
So. Exactly.
So, yeah. And then the next Star Wars movie.
Uh-huh.
Because this is a Star Wars podcast.
Oh. I'm into
Han
this.
Solo.
You guys just see my
Han
bedroom
Solo
right now.
Is young. What? Is that an invitation? Like,
oh,
what
wow.
what's in the...
I'm slowly making it into like adult... themed no, right, Star
it's
Wars
a, yeah,
bedroom.
It's the best.
I'm working on me.
Like adult
Sort of. I have these great pieces of artwork that on one side...
like erotica adult or there just are two, adult yeah, well, sort stuff? Of.
So, so there's an artist in town. I have these two pieces of art that there's an artist in town, and I'm blanking on his name. I have to look it up, mm-hmm. and I should. But one is a woman scantily clad with a Boba Fett this mask on, and it says fetish.
Right.
Underneath it, and then the other one is Kylo
Boba
Ren.
Fetish.
It just says F-E-T-T-I-S-H underneath it, and it's like it's like a prayer candle style, like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the other one that's Kylo Ren. It says kinky, and it's not Kylo. It's just the
mask thing.
Yeah,
nice.
And then I have a big like Japanese Darth Vader thing that I got from Iwajimaya. And then my best friend came home one day with a beach ball that's the Death Star. And so I hung that on my ceiling.
Oh, there you go. That's awesome.
So, and then my next project is I'm making my own sheet set because it doesn't exist. They don't have a Star Wars sheet set for adults that has nice thread count.
Right. Yes,
they just have nice thread count.
Hot Topic.
Is it
that
like
is Hot
quality?
Topic. That is not quality.
Let me ask
you. Have you done Hot Topic stuff lately?
No, not since I was like 20.
the quality on this stuff there is pretty, pretty damn good.
I've always loved the t-shirts.
They have Star Wars quilts now.
Oh.
Okay, Still, this way I could make my own.
Yeah.
Because I just want to have Darth Vader's glove.
I was actually complaining about that to my wife that there wasn't like adult size, like queen size bedding and stuff.
Yeah.
And then we saw this queen size quilt there. She ended up buying me pillowcases that said, one says I love you, and the other one says I know.
Yeah.
I think they have an emblem Those on it. Cute. They match some towel set she got me last year from ThinkGeek. But then she also bought a throw pillow cover that says Star Wars on it and has a symbol. Like, it's a high quality. And I was like, she's like, for the bedroom. And I was like, is this trying to get me to keep throw pillows on the damn bed?
Oh, my God. Do you not have I don't have the throw pillow gene. I don't understand it.
I don't understand. No.
It's just a pain in my ass.
They throw.
Yeah, there.
The only reason I consider throw
the
pillows, throw them on the ground. Yeah.
I don't use them. I don't use them.
Why would you have multiple pillows just laying around?
It's ridiculous. Yeah. I think it's on the X chromosome somewhere.
Maybe.
I didn't get it.
I already, like, had. We had.
And that and decorative towels, I don't understand.
Yeah.
I basically consider my wife was cheating on me with the body pillow that she got when she was pregnant because she would just snuggle up to that thing. I'm like, fucking, you're getting off on that? What the hell? I want my own pillow.
Well, let me ask you this.
I want a donut.
Since you...
they make those, too.
Since you sell real estate, if you were to get a great house with a man cave, would it be Star Wars or Star Trek thing?
Oh, Jesus.
Why would I have to...
Why not
would I have
both?
To pick?
Well, yeah, if you had to
it
pick
would be
one.
No. Why would I would not pick one.
You wouldn't pick one?
No, because I'd also want some comic book stuff in there. I would try to make it some sort of collections.
Well, if it had a theme of like the Enterprise or if it had like the Death Star.
I've seen those are gorgeous.
You're right?
The Enterprise one is really
good. I would go with Enterprise if I had to like
the
have
screen.
It set.
Yeah.
Screen for one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Death Star is kind of a dark.
Yeah.
It's like working in an office.
Depressing, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be fun. Oh, I'd love an Enterprise. Yeah, if I had to have that, but.
Yeah.
Like, if I have. I get a man cave, it's going to be. And I will have a man cave.
Damn right. That's right. You hear that, Gretchen?
Caves.
He's getting a man cave. He's getting man caves.
Plural.
He's right.
Because if she can.
Your man cave.
Whatever. That's right. I don't have to be man cave. Oh, yeah. I do appreciate my wife. She's actually been bringing a lot of. She got me a Death Star lamp for the bedroom.
Yeah. That's cool. Is it the flat one?
No. This is a round one.
Okay.
It's a really cool one.
Thoughtful.
And she said she's been trying. She wants to start incorporating stuff that's me into the bedroom, and I really appreciate that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I was like, I didn't know you'd want. You know, to get geeky. Unlike Manny, who's not allowed to have anything in his house.
Yeah, I'm not
fun.
Allowed to. Yeah, all my stuff has to be in like a.
It has to be from Pottery Barn.
The man cave.
Right. I have like a corner of my house that's like dedicated.
I'd be insulted if I was with somebody who's like, I want a man cave. I'm like,
Well, they say that because they don't get to decorate anything else in the house.
Oh, see, I don't buy into that. But
right.
I'm a different breed.
Oh, I still gotta go online.
But then
online.
Again, I also decorated my bedroom with Star Wars. So.
Right.
Yeah, that's why you're amazing.
You're like a nerd. See, it's funny because, like, do you know AFK?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the AFK, the nerd bar up in Everett here. Like, I've told my wife, I was like, I don't know if I'd be married if I knew about this place before Right. I met you. Because I would have just been up at the nerd bar all the time and being like, if I had met a nerd girl, well, like, who was on, oh, my wife is nerdy, but she was hiding it. Yeah. And, like, she's still, like, now just recently been, like, real open about what she was into. Like, I've given her that freedom to not give a shit what people think.
Yeah.
But so I didn't know that she had watched X-Men growing up. I just found out they watched Star Wars every weekend.
What?
Aww.
They watched Star Wars. That was their Friday night movie night.
That's why she's like, was that's Star why Wars. She was like, Silas, turn this shit off.
Right. I was like, what are you what? You did that? She's like, yeah. I'm like, you've never told me this. I've been married 4 years now. I just found this out.
She's lying.
My problem was I didn't grow up in a house where I was really exposed to all of it. Except so my brother is 10 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
So and he's my half brother. So he wasn't there all the time. So he was the one who exposed me to Star Wars when I was a kid because my dad is not his thing. And which is strange because he's super into samurai. He's exposed me to that. That's the other side of me. There's lots of, facets. But, like, I didn't grow up. My mom was into comics, but when she was younger, she didn't expose me to it as a child. But my brother really was. And so I have this, like, the only time I've ever, as a child, I was into a comic, I went to a comic store with him. But he would give me his little action figures, his Star Wars action figures, too. But that's my connection to Star Wars because I was very young.
Yeah.
I was born in 80.
Yeah, for me, it was my dad, like, he would do all the bootleg tapes, like, where it'd come on, like, HBO, and he'd, like, record it. And so we had, like, all the Star Wars, but we'd never, like, really watched it together, so. But I remember watching it a few times, and that was about it. But it wasn't until, like, later in life, I think when episode one came out, then I started watching all of them. I'm like, oh, I want to see how the rest of these end.
It's been recent for me that I got back into it, and I just, because I think that I went through phases. I was, shy, I suppose. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've always been a nerd, but the geeky side of me wasn't allowed.
You were shy?
Oh, God, yeah.
Well, that's like something happened to you.
Yeah. Well, no, it's beat out of me.
It's interesting, literally. Like, because I'm a fairly shy person. Like, I mean, here's the thing. I feel like we can all act. Like, are you a shy person outside of?
No, I just.
Have you always been, like, just pretty outgoing, or?
Well, I'll sit in the corner, but not because I'm shy. It's just more because the distaste I have for the people around me. I don't want to talk to them.
Go ahead. You first.
When you were talking.
No, my thing was, like, I moved around a lot. So, like, a lot of people would think that, like, you were being an asshole. But it's like, I don't know anybody. So I'm not going to go try to be like, hey, you want to be my friend? You know, so it was always that. And I would say, like, if I don't know a bunch of people in a room, I'm probably going to just, like, shy off in a corner. But then it's like, if I'm on stage, you only have one place to go, and that's to try to be funny, you know. So that's really more of why I seem outgoing, I think, to people. Unless I know you, I'm probably not too outgoing in front of you, but I'm pretty shy.
I think there is a degree now that I've been, sometimes when I'm on stage, if I get a lot of a good reaction, I'm almost a little more shy because I'm afraid I can't live up to that when I talk to somebody. I'll be like, no, that's crafted over 4 years. I can't just, I'm not going to just entertain you right now. Like, I'm boring. I just want to talk about Star Wars right now or whatever. Like, let's, I don't know if I'm not as entertaining.
Right.
I don't feel like I'm as entertaining as I am on stage.
Yeah.
And so I get a little like.
I'm just telling you, I'm on your Facebook and you're pretty damn entertaining.
Well, that, I'm on stage. You're right. Facebook is stage for me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I understand that too. I mean, I grew up in theater. Mm-hmm. And I was not shy as a child. And then I became shy. Mm-hmm. And then I'm not anymore.
That's like my sister.
Yeah. I do worry when I go to these parties. I go to these people's parties and I'm afraid to start a conversation with them because I'm like, oh, what if they just don't like me?
I just jump out of there and say weird shit. That's what I do. I'm also from the South, and so I'm like, it's been bred into me to be like hostess.
Yeah.
So I'm constantly trying to make people feel comfortable.
I guess like if I know exhausting. That, because also I know I have an opinion, and so I'm not going to be afraid. Yeah. So if I'm at someone else's party, I'm afraid of like getting in an argument.
Oh, I
with
do
them.
All the time.
So I'm like,
and then missing out on a sale.
I don't care about that. I don't want to work with people that don't like me.
Yeah, no, I hear
you. But I don't want to cause a problem with someone else's party.
Like, right.
And,
yeah.
And like, usually I assume at their party everyone must be, so everyone's probably liberal or probably just an assumption. But then sometimes you start talking to someone like, oh, do you watch a see episode?
Yeah.
And they're like, I'm not into Star Wars, and I'm like, okay, I really need to learn something I like about you.
Tell me something that makes me find you interesting.
Tell me something. Yeah. Right. But if somebody like makes a comment, like if they make a joke about like, and it's a Buffy reference, I'm like, I love them right now. Yeah, let's just like start talking. Then I'm excited. But like, I'm always afraid, what if this person ends up being boring and I'm stuck in a conversation
with
them?
See, I have this problem where I'll start talking to somebody that I realize that I've gotten into a fight on the internet with.
Oh.
And they remember and I don't.
That's foul.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And they're like, oh, yeah, I know you. I'm like, oh, shit, what did I say?
Man. It's so interesting, like, how butthurt people can get.
Well, I come off... So one of the reasons why I think that the shyness thing is that I've always gotten along better with males than I have females.
Mm-hmm.
Except for females who are like me in some capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Usually we have some mutual interests.
What are women like you? What are women like you? Like, are they what makes them like you?
Mm. Okay, well, this is a whole other can of worms. I don't identify as a woman. I identify under the, like, genderqueer, gender fluid, agender thing. Like, I don't buy into gender. I don't, like, give a shit. Like, I feel like...
Non-binary,
yeah. Okay. But I feel like I am a gay man inside a female body, but I would be a drag queen.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense? It doesn't make sense to most people.
But if you're a gay man, then you're attracted to men?
Oh, yeah.
But you're not female.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Well, I am female.
Right.
But if I, like...
Oh. No, it makes sense.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Like, I feel like...
If you're picking your role-playing character... Like, if you could have...
See, that's different.
Yeah, if you had an avatar.
Well, that's different because I still would probably pick a female because I'm definitely a drag queen. But in my brain, I'm very male.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get
like,
it.
Like, I think often, I think, like, more like a man, traditionally in society, like, more like men think.
Right.
Than women. I get a lot of judgment from women, the way that I talk and the way that I act.
Mm. But here's a question on that, isn't it? But saying I identify more like what men think... Isn't that in itself identifying gender?
Totally. But gender is made up, just like race.
But you're still identifying. You're identifying with a different made up.
Right, which is why I identify ultimately on the transgender spectrum.
Okay.
Yeah. People don't really necessarily buy into that because the way I present myself, I'm like, yeah, but I'd be a drag queen. I mean, come on.
Yeah, no, totally.
I know someone else who's... The only reason I know the term non-binary is because
there's
a comic who's come out as non-binary.
Okay.
But she said she presents female because she can't hide it.
So
that's another thing too is I'm obviously, but I'm also I identify as being female because I am also into science, and so for me personally, I recognize how my body is, and so I don't have an issue.
Mm-hmm.
But I probably, if I could also have a dick, I would. So I probably
it's fun.
Like, I'd be like, because I think of my clit as my dick. So that's how I already feel that way.
Let me ask you this. So like when Silas was mentioning this person, he said she. So how would? But it's not like you meant to.
I try not to.
But it happens.
But how would, like, if you were talking about that person?
Do you get upset if I said?
No, because I use female pronouns. Female, I'm fine with female or neutral. Because for me personally, I know, like, people are trying to figure out, like, what the situation is.
Right, right.
And I know that's not respectful, but me, like, it's not respectful for a lot of people because they generally don't like people questioning what's going on. Wow. But for me, I'm pretty blunt and I can compartmentalize things in a somewhat scientific manner, which I'm probably misstepping over a bunch of different stuff. You can't take me for you can only look at what I'm saying as applies to me. You can't put it on anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I get upset when people argue with me and say, no, you're a woman.
Wow.
Or tell me to be ladylike because fuck you.
Yeah.
It's interesting to me because I'm also a performer. Aside from being comic, I do burlesque. And it's interesting to me how often I'm told by people that people assume I'm an actual drag queen.
Oh.
And people, I've been told that I'm very manly. I have a performance where I wear mime makeup and I wear I'm miming the whole act. I'm not taking anything off.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing a cat suit. And somebody asked, an audience member asked the producer, who's the drag queen you got to perform?
Oh.
And I have the biggest camel toe in that thing. I'm like wondering, did I just really do an excellent check job that you think that I actually have a dick?
Right.
Because it's very clear.
Yeah, yeah.
So I get taken for being male a lot.
Really? Right. That's shocking.
Right.
Yeah,
it tells me so much more about the person who's talking to me about it. And this is going to sound, I'm going to say this, but often people who think that I am an actual man, male with male parts, mm-hmm. tend to be insecure about their own masculinity.
Yeah.
Because I had these two friends of mine, and one of them was like, no, you're very feminine. You're very female. Mm-hmm. And then the other one was like, no, you're very manly.
Really?
And they're both the same height, the same like body proportion. It was fascinating to know. And one of those people is a female impersonator, and that's the one who thinks I'm manly.
Wow. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. So I guess if I was going to refer to that comic and I was talking about, what'd you
pronouns.
Say?
Pronouns. So okay. If you don't know the pronoun, mm-hmm. the best thing to say is, what are your preferred pronouns?
Okay.
If I don't know, I tend to default to they if I'm thinking about it.
Okay, okay.
I fuck up all the time. Okay. I have a friend who is non-binary and uses they, mm-hmm. and I'm constantly misgendering them.
So, yeah, because that's interesting because I've seen that person get worked up
yeah.
about, like, you know, hey, I'm not this, I'm not that. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, you know, and I've never said anything, but... you know, clearly that person's bothered by it. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's the thing. If you don't know, I get really bothered by people who I'm having a discussion with friends of mine who, out of a burlesque show, mm-hmm. Because I was not cast in it. And their commentary was that they wanted, for this piece, they wanted, which is actually a whole naked show.
Mm.
They had enough white women in the cast.
Oh.
And so they didn't want to cast me. Mm-hmm. And I'm in this email exchange where I've told them, I understand that you want more people of color, and that makes perfect sense, and mm-hmm. I'm not arguing that at all. However, you just misgendered me.
Right.
And I've, like, this is something, and it took me a while to write them back because it was such an issue, because I've dealt with a lot of alienation.
Right.
I lost a friend because I started talking about this.
Crazy.
It's really strange. So most of the time I don't talk about it because people don't, they can't wrap their brains around.
Isn't it so crazy, though, that, like, what you want to be called, like, could bother somebody that much to where they wouldn't be your friend anymore? Like,
yeah, well, she is actually married to a trans man.
Okay.
And her issue is that she doesn't believe that anybody who is non-binary is real. And she thinks that they're just trying to get attention.
So
wait,
crazy.
You were misgendered by calling you female?
No, she called me a woman. They said they had too many white women.
Wait, I'm confused. Wait, you consider yourself female?
I consider myself female, yes. But
not
I don't,
woman?
But not woman.
What's the difference?
So, woman is a gender role.
Okay.
Female is a sex.
Okay. Okay, yeah. I got that. That makes sense to me.
So, if we delve further into my psyche, I probably identify more with people who, like, if I were to have the body that I actually identify with my brain,
mm-hmm.
I would be intersex. I would have both mm-hmm. sex because I'm very in the middle when it comes to my how I identify with my gender. But I'm not going to have surgery.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that I'm not serious about how
right.
I feel inside my brain. Like mm-hmm. I at one point in my life, and I'll some days I feel more if I'm with a partner who is super masculine, I actually feel very feminine and very womanly next to them. But for me, it's a spectrum. I'm like, next to them, sure. But to a lot of other people, I'm constantly told, like, I get told that I'm angry all the time and I'm aggressive,
you know,
because I am for somebody who is female by society standards.
Right. It's interesting to me because I guess I've even seen myself kind of do this where, like, racially, right. I was friends with a comic who was mixed, but he looks black, and he was like, he said something along the lines of either one, I don't like being black, or two, I don't see myself as black. And I was like, well, motherfucker, if the Klan walks in right now,
right.
They're killing both me and right. you. So, it, like, you know, but he didn't want to identify as
well.
That,
and that's the interesting thing is, like, for me, I recognize that I pass as female. Mm-hmm. And so I don't get the discrimination as much when it comes to everyday life.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that I am not dealing with discrimination by forcing me into a certain box
right.
of how I should be behaving, even when it comes to women's spaces.
Right.
Like, I don't make female friends very easily.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of, it's weird. I don't really know how to explain it.
No. I mean, this is, like, great. I mean, it's so, I love that it's so informative, you know, and especially for those of us that are, you know, I guess it's kind of new to us, you know, as far
as. You know, and I mean, I don't know, being in Seattle or what. I don't know. I get confused because I'm a total liberal. I'm completely liberal and progressive. Sorry. And then there's parts of it that I'm like, oh, okay, this is, and then I'm like, oh, this is why people get mad, because it's so the confusing. It's confusing, but it's also like, I don't know. There's a caveat at the end of this. There's a caveat at the end of it, but it's like there's a lot of worry about how people identify, like how we get angry about how we're identified by other people because we want to be seen a certain way. I taught ballroom dance, despite what my body looks like right now. But when I was in college, I taught ballroom dance. There was a number of people who thought I was gay.
Yeah. He was also on the police force.
I joined the police academy. I was in the police academy for a month, and I left, and I was number two in the class. But I left. I couldn't handle it. I couldn't handle the people that I was going to be around. I was a theater major who taught ballroom dance. Plenty of people thought I was gay. I'm brown. Nobody knew what I was. I was constantly questioned on whether I was. Are you? Yeah. What are you? Are you black? You know, people always ask whether I was Mexican or Latino. Am I Mexican or Latino? Which are you? I don't know. If I was Arab, I would get everything.
Yeah.
I was never offended being mis-raced, mis-sexually preferenced. Like, it never bothered me personally because I knew what I was.
Yeah.
And maybe because I was comfortable with it. And maybe ultimately the groups, what I was being put in, ultimately I was in a privileged class to a degree of being male, at least. That's mm-hmm. privileged. The other ones, maybe not. But, you know, and then my dad was white, which maybe is. And, being black, being light-skinned, I am in a privileged class of, I'm the house Negro. It's fine. But.
True.
But all of that, like.
We would have been fighting. I would have been outside.
Sometimes I say, like, wait, if we're trying to be good liberals and be progressives, how do we get mad at people just saying the wrong pronoun that you want to be prepared for? Why do we say that? Like, don't get mad at just words. Caveat, don't call me the N-word. I'm a total hypocrite getting somebody like.
I don't think you are, because I agree with you there. Because people, we as humans, we categorize things because we're trying to figure out, and we're raised to use pronouns. The English language, we're raised to use pronouns.
Right.
And only until recently has even the discussion of is they even okay, singular. Answer, right. Yes, it's perfectly fine. It's been used by Oscar Wilde, so way back.
Okay.
but the thing is, I don't ever get offended by that unless I specifically have said to somebody, I don't identify as a woman. Please stop, don't put me in that category after I've told you not to over and over again. And I don't mean it on a date, like a thing like somebody saying, but saying, you, for example... You are not trans enough to be calling yourself this. I'm going to say that you're a woman because you look this way. I'm like, that doesn't jive. That's gender policing, and that's not how I work.
See, and I feel like the same thing applies for
like you're not black enough.
You're not black enough. Exactly. You speak a certain way. Right, I'm sorry. I use all my syllables. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
I there was a video on Facebook where this woman was talking about how her sister-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
Was mixed, but she was very light skinned.
Right.
And the thing is that she was just, and the woman who was talking was also mixed,
mm-hmm.
but she was darker skinned.
Right.
And how her sister-in-law gets treated one way because she looks
a certain way.
She looks white. Mm-hmm. And yes, she has white privilege, sure.
Right.
But her background growing up in a mixed family is going to be very different because she's dealt with a lot of discrimination mm-hmm. because of how
you're
she looks.
You're not dark enough.
Exactly.
Not, yeah.
So there's things that go on, like, I was lucky that I grew up in a family that was fairly gender neutral, and I was able to do whatever I wanted to do. But that doesn't mean that, literally the show that I'm still, discussing with friends. I'm not even saying that I want to be in the show. I've donated my act, so they don't have to pay me,
because mm-hmm.
I feel like the act is important enough. But they've said, well, your act isn't about gender. I'm like, my life is kind of about the gender thing, so it kind of is.
Right.
It's, you know, it kind of reminds, we had the show, I did the show that was supposed to be a nerd show.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't Mullen of Mine being put on, but the guy said he wanted, 60% of your act should be about nerd related things, like geek related things, and being like, and one of the comments was like, but I am a geek.
Everything I talk about
is nerd related, that's what I am.
Because those are the people who are setting the boxes and saying, this is what the box looks like. And I understand that people have you know, ideas and want to be better. But that, when somebody is saying, like, this is who I am, I'm telling you, you listen.
Right.
So, and I'm, again, I'm not saying I want to do it for free. I'm doing it for tips. That's fine. Mm-hmm. But I don't, I worry about them erasing the experience of other people as well who are trying to get into, you know, that, does that make sense? It's just,
right.
Mm-hmm. But when it goes, yeah, when it goes back to, I don't get mad. I get frustrated when somebody tells me I need to be a certain way because I am a woman. I'm like, but I'm not. So I shouldn't have to.
Right.
Do you understand the pushback though from some, because some people would say like, wait, you say that you're female and you want, but then you're also attracted to men. So like, well, wait, that jigsaw puzzle fits a certain way.
Well, I'm also attracted to women too, but okay. that's a whole, and trans people as well. So I don't have like, I'm attracted to people, the person. I'm attracted right. to the person.
Which is, I like to say, is ideal, right? Yeah. Isn't that what everyone should be like?
I would like yeah. to be that way.
Right.
Looks fade.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
Looks fade, man.
They do.
Man.
But that doesn't, so I identify as like queer, but then that also, I tend to be more romantically interested in men and I have a different interest in women.
Right.
Or female. Well, no, because femmes, we'll go with femmes.
Okay.
It's different. I'm more romantically attracted to people who have traditionally more masculine characteristics. Mm-hmm. On the gender spectrum, because it's the spectrum. So I know it's very confusing.
No, I took a sociology class that it was like there was the spectrum is so big and so yeah. wide, and it's like not only sexually.
But, and you're like, but not for me. I'm all man.
Right.
I'm all man. I like to crush. You know, I crush that pussy.
This is why I love Deadpool so much. Let's just bring it back to because you know, think about that. Yeah. And,
yeah.
But yeah. So. I understand why I'm placed that way, and that's fine. And on my day-to-day, I don't really get into it that much, except mm-hmm. for it does hinder me in certain places like workplace.
Right.
Because the way that I talk is come off as being abrasive and harsh, which is basically
which
the same
is
thing.
So crazy to me because I think about, like, Hillary, you know, running.
Same stuff.
It's like... If she was a male,
same exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, it's misogyny. And that it bothered me so bad. So
yeah, I think that actually a lot of the issues with the trans issues is actually misogyny. That's just my own pet
mm-hmm.
theory.
We're doing okay. Yeah, we're over time. But that, you know what? That was a good discussion.
It was. That was really
good discussion.
It was great.
Because I mean, I know there's folks. And sometimes this goes through my head, and I admit it. I'm a flawed human being, and I think
everybody is.
Right. Yeah. But I see the because I'm listening to NPR and listening about Aleppo, and I'm watching the stuff about Trump, and I'm seeing all this, and then I see this a rant about a pronoun, and I'm like, fucking, I don't have the energy for that. I've got every black man's afraid of getting shot right now. Mm-hmm. I can't. I don't have the energy to deal with you getting mad because.
I
saw
understand.
Boobs and said she.
I understand like, that, but understand microaggressions are a thing.
Right.
That lead to further
right.
violence.
Right, and I do get that yeah. as a good liberal. I
but
understand
hard,
that
but
in
hard
theory.
But it's hard you're looking at the smaller, like the microaggression with the actual like violent aggression.
Right.
And that's...
When I was like, there's millions of people getting slaughtered right now.
Yeah.
I can't handle this.
Yeah.
And I know...
That's why I go watch
everyone's that personal...
it's hard.
Everyone's personal. What happens to you is a tragedy.
Yeah.
What happens to you is a tragedy. What's happening 8,000 miles away is unfortunate.
Well,
you know,
what,
and it's
yeah.
But we're so like that's like, we can't comprehend. It's hard for us to even comprehend. We'll be so overwhelmed too.
Yeah.
And that's I'm a firm believer of you know the whole like be the change you wish to see. In the
right.
World.
Right.
Like that, I think is a good way of going about your day.
Mm-hmm.
And if more people did that. Then maybe we wouldn't have all this.
I agree.
Stuff.
There's one trans guy, trans,
yeah, trans.
Female. Wait,
trans person.
If they it, were heading to female,
trans woman.
Trans woman.
Okay.
Trans woman.
Yeah.
Someone who I met them as they started transitioning.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing that bothered me about her.
Yeah.
Right.
Her.
Was
yeah.
that
correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah.
Was that she was a libertarian. And I was like, no, no, your world doesn't exist.
Yeah.
You can't be trans and libertarian. You think, like, that's ideal. Ideal that they're like, oh, yeah.
Well, libertarian is a weird utopian nonsense.
Right,
anyway.
And now they're going to discriminate against you.
Like,
your party will discriminate because they can.
Because
it's not illegal.
Right.
Yeah, I definitely feel as being the good liberal, though, you have to look at everybody's plight and realize, you know, they all hold weight in.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, don't get me wrong. It's
if
tough.
Only their problems were as tough as mine. Because,
you know what I mean?
But that's my tragedy.
That's the thing. It's like, so.
Because I wanted a PS4 Pro, and I only got a PS4 Slim. Like, what kind of bullshit is that? It's my tragedy.
Yeah. It's so tough, though, when you see all the right saying, oh, do you need a safe place and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
I'm like, yo,
I wish it was a safe place.
Like,
I can't.
They want a safe place.
That's a whole other can of worms. Mm-hmm. And I'm also a liberal progressive, but I have lines where I'm like, that's – we also have reality.
Yeah.
And
But no, I hear you, though. Like, it is tough. I mean, I see – that's my big thing this year, is just trying to see it from everybody's side. You know, like even realizing that those on the right somehow feel like they're bettering the world, even if...
I went home for Christmas and I heard some stuff.
Oh, so tough, isn't it?
You know, and this is my year where I'm like, nope, I've drawn the line. I'm like, no, I'm just not even going to deal with you. Like, well, I don't care. Like,
that's another part.
What? You can't just call me racist? Nah, I can. I can pretty much do that. That's my...
Well, that's another part, too, is just realizing that we're adults now. You don't have to engage certain people that you really don't want to. I mean, you can cut people out of your life.
People block me and then I smile. Like,
I mean, if they're toxic.
Oh, that's good. You know what?
Yeah.
Like, oh,
why would you?
So
to get into the discussion.
And like, I won. It means I won.
Right.
Too, because they blocked me.
Exactly.
You get into the discussion. I'm sure you both do. This discussion where people say, well, but that's not racism. Or like, what happens when somebody is, you know, anti a white person and that's racism? Right. Like, it's not.
Right.
Because of systemic racism.
Yeah, like,
and then they go to the dictionary for the definition. And then I pull out, I'm like, okay, you need to understand that you have to look at sociology for the definition for this. Just like you can't go to the dictionary and find out what exactly a certain type of cancer is.
Right.
Like, there's...
Right.
You can't.
Mm-hmm. I have a cousin who does that.
Yeah.
And he's unfollowed me now.
This is how I get Facebook. This is how I get in fights on Facebook.
Because he's like, that'd be racism. I was like, it's not. It's actually...
It's prejudice.
He said something... That's simple. That's simply racist. I was like, there's not simple.
Racism
is not simple. It's very complicated. And you can take the time to study it. He's also accused me of being elitist because I've went to college.
What's, okay.
And I was like, because I have a degree. And I'm like, I got a degree in theater. I don't think I'm better than anybody.
Yeah.
Thank you.
First of all.
Thank you.
But I was like, you don't need to go to college to get educated about this stuff. You just have to be willing to get educated about
it. Why did elitism, like being an elitist, I'm not saying an elitist, but why did going to these things, like, why did that become a, how did that become a bad
in the
50s, thing?
If you look at every movie in the 50s, it was about these, you know, these farmers who wanted their kids to get, to go off to college and get an education and
like,
be
I'm not,
some,
I'm not
to
looking
be better.
Down on anybody who, you know,
I think it, if,
we need all people working together in this world.
You need engineers.
Yeah.
You need people that go to figure out how to make your soil and your farm, how to make it more efficient.
Right.
And
work
you kind
better.
Of want the people who are the elite, the minds who are working on stuff to kind of be part of that discussion.
And you know what? They should run things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want people as smart as me running the country.
Yeah. Exactly.
I want people smarter than me. Yeah. I don't want to feel like I can outmaneuver.
No, I don't want like, some kind of weird situation that we've got now where there's some, I don't like lobbying. I don't like that.
I think that should be illegal. There, you shouldn't be able to buy a politician.
Nope.
I'm not.
Nope.
I love Manny. I'm not putting him in charge of the EPA.
Hell no. Yeah, you know
but
what I mean?
But he's already more qualified because he at least believes.
Yeah.
He believes
warming.
In science.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just blows my mind. It's, things are going to be backwards for a little while.
And it is. It's become idiocracy.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it definitely comes down to the poor working, I guess, white class. They still want to feel like they're better than somebody. So it's like.
That whole game.
You know, that whole game of like, hey, you're still better off than the Mexicans taking your job or the black person taking your job or these women taking your
job.
But
it's not about racism or misogyny.
Right. So the way we've been built up is that we want to be better than somebody, you know, and I think that's going to hinder our society for a while until we figure that shit out. So, I mean, that's why they look at you as elitists for having a degree.
Yeah,
in theater.
Yeah,
in theater. My liberal, my elitist theaterness. You and your,
I can,
your
I can do a
Hamilton liking.
Give me a script. I can mark those beats.
Oh yeah. Oh. beat the hell out of this. Right. I don't even need a Star Wars paddle. I can,
right.
And it brings it all around.
That's right.
So do we want to advertise anything for next month or anything coming up?
Oh, let's see when the hell this comes out. My birthday's coming up, January 30th. That's the most important day.
Yeah, maybe a PS.
Can't wait to turn 38.
That's my last day on the whole 30. I'm maybe excited about that, too.
Yeah. Maybe a PSVR type birthday.
I'm building toward it.
There you go. Maybe everybody can chip in on it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Crowdfund
everybody
this.
Put like
let's crowdfund this because it's my life.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
I think the biggest pitch is like, look, if I get this, you'll see a lot less of me.
You're right.
I won't be on Facebook as much. I'll just be in my virtual Star Trek world. Yeah. You know, and people are like, I'm throwing down
but can you live
lots
stream
of money.
It?
Yeah,
on
that would be cool.
Can you?
I don't know.
Can you that without that one? I don't know what you're talking about because that's not my area.
You want to break it down for what it actually is?
Virtual reality. Have you never?
I know what virtual. So somebody wrote VR the other day on my page, and I was like, you're gonna have to tell me what that means. So like virtual. I'm like, oh yeah. Have you seen Strange Days? that's a really great movie, by the way.
So there's a PS4. PlayStation has a VR system now. They put over your head.
Got it.
And they have a Star Trek game coming out.
Which Star Trek?
Original series, new timeline.
Got it. Okay.
I'm sure there'll be upgrades.
My gosh, you know what? I just realized where the connection is. Where I have to like be nitpicky about it.
You're right.
Is basically like. When people miss gender, it's like when they miss...
See?
They miss science fiction.
And people are going to be upset.
And like, that's... No, that's not...
Thing.
That's not Star Wars. That's right. Star Trek. Okay? Yeah. So just... That's where I get frustrated.
Yeah.
Now I
everybody
totally understand
has their
it.
Thing, and I have like 20 of them.
So there's a Star Trek one coming out. So like, you can play with 4 other people in the VR system. And you can each be like... there's... The communications
are
or captain.
Porn? I mean, is that
sure
of course
someday.
They will.
Coming out?
Of course
yeah,
they will.
Someday okay. they will, yeah. And I think they probably already have something like that for
I'm
virtual
sure
goggles.
They got something for those goggles
yeah.
now.
Well, can
but
you make
like,
it like you can play with the other people? Like, because that would be amazing. And I have a friend who would probably want
to... You're talking about the VR or the porn?
The VR. Well, the VR with the
oh, yeah,
other
yeah.
people. But
so, yeah, you can play with 4 other people on this thing.
Yeah.
Right, but I'm saying like you can play
eventually,
the porn one.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm definitely sure.
Guaranteed
you have your
people
orgies
working
on. Do you guys remember the movie, was it Demolition Man?
I didn't see it.
Yeah, Sylvester Stallone. They actually...
What do you do with the shell?
Yeah.
He doesn't know what to do with the shell.
So instead of having toilet paper, they had 3 seashells in the bathroom. And, like, they never told you how to use 3 seashells, but it was, like, yeah common sense for everybody.
Like, they were laughing because they didn't know how to use the shells.
Yeah. So in this, though, like, Sandra Bullock asks...
That sounds very painful.
Yeah, yeah, it sounds like it's awful. But during the... Sandra Bullock and... Sylvester Stallone, who's been frozen for years, they're hitting it off. And so she's like... Would you like to have sex with me tonight? And so he comes in to the room and, you know.
She is blunt. I like her style.
Yeah, so this is like
would
the future.
Would you like to have sex with me tonight?
Yeah.
That's
and
how
so,
I roll.
And so basically he's got, you know, his sleeveless shirt on. And he's like, yeah, I'm ready. And then she gives him like a headset to put on. And it's just flashes of her face and, you know, like all this other stuff.
Oh.
And then he takes it off. He's like, what the hell was that? And she was like, that's sex. And he was like, well, no, I'm talking about the old, like, you know. And
like the mess.
Yeah, yeah. And he's like, yeah. And then she's like, are you serious? No, we have to go to a lab for that now. And blah, blah, blah. And
have to.
Yeah.
We're standing here.
Yeah, seriously. So,
how very 1984.
Yeah. So I wonder how it would be, like, with the virtual type.
Well, they have this, well, okay, so it's this theoretically cool sex toy.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It doesn't really work the way that it's advertised. Where it's a, like, a vibrator that you can... supposedly discreetly wear, and it's controlled by Bluetooth anywhere in the world. Problem is, it's also able to be hacked very easily.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so there's that problem, but also the Bluetooth doesn't always connect. But I was looking, I was like, this is the coolest thing.
That's
this
hilarious.
Thing.
Hey, Marissa, can you give me those files over? Yeah, I'll get right there.
Hold on. Right.
Sorry, someone's hacking. Someone just hacked my orgasm.
Right. Can somebody turn off their Bluetooth, please?
You go into a plane and they say turn off all electronic devices. All the women go, aww.
That's hilarious.
So anyway, we got I have a Real Nerds of Comedy show coming out at Laughs Comedy Club in Kirkland February 16th. We got Harry Riley coming out from Spokane to perform on that. Have you ever seen Harry Riley?
I haven't, but I've heard.
He's hilarious. Yes. You gotta check him out. I mean, that's the big thing going on. Who are you selling out for at the parlor?
Oh, God, I'm selling out for Craig Robinson.
You got a neighbor's, you got a Mr. Rogers joke for him?
I'm sure. Yeah. That his show didn't last. What else? There was, there's a bunch of stuff. I mean, you can catch me bombing at corporate events.
This month. If you have a corporate job,
you're probably
not listening to the show.
But if you have seen me bomb at the Microsoft in front of people not listening to your set and walking by and drinking
at 1 p.m.
Yeah, at 1 p.m. in the afternoon. Wednesday. Yeah, I'm more than happy to do that for you. Other than that, just my podcast buddy over here. Oh, and I'm starting a new open mic, so stay tuned for that on January 31st.
Can't announce it yet?
No, I can. 10-minute Tuesdays. So you're looking to...
Starting January 31st?
Starting January 31st. The 10-minute sets are going to be booked, but then there'll be a few open slots for open micers to come through.
So. For you who are not good enough to get a 10-minute spot.
This summer.
This summer. And this show is... brought to you by Sadness.
Yes.
Helping population control since 1823. hey, thanks for listening as always. We're back. We're blacker than ever.
Yes.
Halfer than ever.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for having us.
It's been great.
I'm trying to find something to plug that was good. More.
You don't need to plug anything.
Nah.
You want to paddle.
Well, you know what? If you want to paddle... Marissa,
talk to Silas and tell him. When
she gets her Etsy commission,
You can order one. You can order a specific one. Oh, like I have a bunch of paddles that are ready to go because I paint.
Would you let me use a paddle on you if it was a Hufflepuff?
See,
and she's like, "Get out."
Well, I'll tell you what. The more you guys like and share this, we will definitely have Marissa back on.
Subscribe on iTunes. It's probably if you did before, it's probably a new link now since we were gone for a little bit. But so follow this on iTunes, like it and share it. Sharing helps us more than anything.
Yes.
Sharing and commenting on iTunes and
sharing
leaving a good rating. Actually, even a bad rating helps.
Yeah.
So do whatever you want to do. I don't give a shit.
Seriously.
Bunch of garbage people. I'm talking to Manny's friends. Mine.
I love you. My friends, you guys are assholes.
Yeah,
you guys
don't
support me for shit.
Come on. thanks for listening. Black and a half?
Black and a half.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission.